and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling Art with Chris Things.
Do the hammer lock.
Doing it. Oh, hi there, friends. I am Chris Things Brian, and I am back from Mexico. Yes, I am. Man, that was a whirlwind of a trip. I'm sorry for my little absence here on the podcasting front. But, you know, I think you guys would prefer, as I would, that I enjoy, you know, the most of Mexico and don't be, you know, spending all that time podcasting while I'm over there. But I have many, many cool stories and wonderful little tidbits to tell you about today. This is Wrestling Art with Chris Things, before I forget that. Hopefully I can talk a little bit of wrestling art today, but you know, it's just a little catch up solo edition of the show. You know, I know I have about a bajillion matches of the week to get caught up on, so planning on knocking that over next week. Thinking a little lightning rounds action is the way to go. Bring back that gimmick. 10-minute hard time limit each chat. We'll see how we go with that. So that'll be next week. We'll go over all of my favorite matches of the week of the last little while that I did my little match of the week illustrations of. A little bit about the matches, a little bit about the art. We'll see how we go. But this week we're getting caught up. I also very much overdue with some other wrestling artist chats, my wrestling art curator edition of the show. Haven't forgotten about that. I've got some tremendous guests lined up for that. But before I get too far, this trip to Mexico, guys, was just tremendous. I think I have found my new home away from home. I loved everything about Mexico. It was sometimes, you know, you build these things up so much, you know. Mexico has always been very important to me in terms of my love for you know, Mexican lucha libre, to, you know, the art, the food, everything about it. You know, I'd been to Tijuana in the past, but not quite Mexico proper. So it was always a big, important bucket list item for me to do. And, you know, I traveled a lot in the past to, you know, Japan. I adore Japan. And, you know, clearly being the big old, you know, Japanese wrestling maniac fan that I am. This is Padre, little dog running. Coming to Mexico finally was a very important thing to me, and it was like such a special special thing. I finally got to go to Arena Mexico. I finally got to go to Arena Coliseo. I got to meet up with some absolutely incredible friends while I was over there. You know, I got to meet Eric Jam, who I had on this very podcast. Got to meet him in person and just vibe over his amazing art. We got to talk about being wrestling artists together. He made me gave me this incredible bandido illustration that was just so cool. I got to meet Luis of Desta La Tercera Cuerda, who, you know, had me a part of his art show, you know, last year. That was one of the coolest things that I got to do last year, actually. One of my first big overseas, you know, group show that I got to be a part of. And a massive thank you to Luis for that. But then, you know, Luis had me on the podcast, so I got to go on his podcast. And then I got to meet him in person, and he was just absolutely lovely. We joked that, you know, in a lot of ways we're kind of like twins from the other side of the world. It's kind of uncanny in a bit of a way, but Luis is just such a rad dude. And then also from that podcast experience, the amazing gentleman that did the translations for us when I was on the Tercera Cuerda podcast was Porto Veritas. And he was just the nicest guy. And then out of the podcast, you know, I said, I really want to meet you. So he came along as well, traveled an absurd amount of hours to come and for us to spend some time together, for us to hang out, for us to have some beverages, and for us to go to Arena Coliseo together. My first time getting to go to Arena Coliseo, and it was bloody magical. And yeah, it was just so nice getting to have that company, getting to, like, you know, I felt so welcomed at all of these shows, even the ones I went to on my own. You know, there's something so amazingly welcoming about the international world of, you know, wrestling. It's this thing that we all have in common together, and it was just so darn wholesome. But I really, really loved every moment of it. You know, I went with my partner Kaylin, and she came along to an absurd amount of lucha shows as well. I think four shows in you know, 2.5 weeks is too much for any person, let alone someone who has wrestling as part of as inescapable part of their life as she has, with me being the big old wrestling nerd that I am. But I was very grateful for her tagging along for that. I ended up, I think, chalking up 6 shows in 2.5 weeks while I was over there, so decent effort, I would say. There was some just amazing parts of that. You know, there's, I think, especially with the CMLL shows, it's hard for you to necessarily say, oh, I really want to see this guy or that guy, because it's such a revolving crew of, you know, all of the absurd amount of shows that they run on a weekly basis. So it's kind of hard being able to, you know, if there was one disappointment, I'm kind of skirting around it. It was that I didn't quite get to see Blue Panther. So hopefully on a future trip I'm going to tick that one off. But, you know, you can't pick exactly what you're going to get to see. It's, you get what you get, and that was magical. You know, I think the things I was super thankful for was I got to see Averno, who's for a long time been one of my favourites. You know, I remember talking about Averno on that podcast with Luis, and how much I think he's, you know, one of the all-time great Rudos. And it was so cool getting to see him do his magic in person. All of Infernalis was incredible getting to see, you know, like Mephisto is a super, super talented. Euphoria was amazing in person. I got to see one of the greatest women's matches I've ever seen in my life. That is that massive Cibernetico elimination match on that Coliseo show that I got to go to. That was just incredible. Like, just the buildings too was just one of the coolest things to get to experience. Just being in these buildings that had such amazing, rich history. You know, I was nerding out, like, before even watching the wrestling. Like, just walking down those hallways. You know, being in Arena Mexico and looking at that incredible mural painting that they have across the top of the concessions area. And I swear, after the show, I was just staring at this thing for like half an hour, going along, you know, seeing the different bits, looking at all the little different details. So, so cool. And so much of Mexico was like that. There's so much amazing art. And so much amazing lucha art. You know, I saw some just fantastic street art, you know, of different incredible wrestling art just all over the place. It's kind of crazy for me to see where, you know, I guess for me being an Australian wrestling artist, It's a bit more of a real, you know, niche seeing wrestling art out and about. Whereas in Mexico, it's such just an important part of the culture. So that's probably one of the biggest things that's like so interesting for me. And I had some really great chats with the guys, you know, with Luis and Porter and Eric, about that sort of difference of our perception of wrestling art, you know, and as a cultural kind of thing. You know, we got to talk a lot of lucha history as well, you know, and it was just such an amazing time, dude. Like, I bought some amazing, like, lucha art books when I was over there as well. One of the things I was most excited to get was, like, they had this special commemorative CMLL book that they released a couple of years ago that I thought was out of print, but they still have the proper hardcover copies that they sell at Arena Mexico. So I've got one of those that has just, oh man, don't get me started.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
But yeah, like just trying to, I guess if I'm looking now and I'm trying to see the key things for me to hit off on this little rambling mess of a catch-up podcast, I think the feeling of walking through the doors of Arena Mexico for the first time was something I'll never forget. Just walking through those hallways and then first walking into the actual arena and seeing this place that I've watched on, you know, the footage of it for, you know, gosh knows how many years now of matches from Arena Mexico. So to have it, you know, finally you walk through those doors and you're there in person, you get to see the stage in person, you got to see those, like, flags around all of the gates of all the different countries, get to actually, like, walk down the steps. I was sitting next to the stage, actually, for that first show we were there for. Yeah, it was such a weird, surreal feeling, almost like you're walking through a dream. But it was absolutely amazing. And then the same for Arena Coliseo. I think, if anything, Arena Coliseo, I think I was even more fond of as a venue, and there's a unique, magical feel to it of the two. But it also really blew me away of just these massive, beautiful buildings, how centrally located they are. You know, like Arena Coliseo is right in Centro Historico, in the real main bit near like Zocalo and all the main part of Arena of Mexico City, where the big old flag is. So yeah, it's super interesting to me to just see how prominent a part of the city and of the culture Mexican wrestling is. And it was incredible. We got to go to Oaxaca as well. That just has an absolutely incredible art scene. The street art scene over there was just mind-blowing. I got to do a woodcut print workshop when I was there, which was super fun, which I'll be sharing the results of with you guys in the near future, which was just so cool. But yeah, just walking around Oaxaca was like you're in an art gallery but on the street. It was that wild. But the food is incredible. I'd highly recommend Oaxaca to everyone. And then, yeah, we finished up the trip in Puebla for my brother's wedding. And Puebla is just another really, really cool city. Like, not too big. It's that nice kind of, like, smaller size, but has such a beautiful history about it. The other thing I'm so sad about was the wedding fell on the same day that they actually had a show at Arena Puebla that had a singles match between Rey Hechicero and Solar. That would have been such a dream match for me to get to see in person, but I wasn't meant to be. I couldn't skip out of the wedding to go to the lucha, though, on my guilty admission side. I did think about it. I was trying to think of excuses if I could just duck out, catch the match, then come back, but no, I didn't do that. But I did get to just walk around the outside of Arena Puebla, which was absolutely incredible as well. Some fantastic mural street art all around the building that I shared some stuff of in my stories. Just beautiful, beautiful work. This whole trip was just like, just got better and better and better. And then we finished it off with my last day. Our last day there, we went to Zona 23, the famed junkyard, where we saw a junkyard deathmatch lucha show. That was just the wildest thing I ever did see in my life. There were children sweeping up bloody glass and handing light tubes and skewers to the deathmatch luchadors. There was literal junkyard dogs roaming around ringside. We sat on a dilapidated truck for a good part of the show. I had a wonderful, delicious torta in this junkyard from a great little vendor they had there. Some very tasty Victoria beers. But yeah, dude, it was just such a trip. I'd highly recommend anyone, you know, go to Zona 23 if you get the opportunity. And that's another thing, I'm so grateful to Porter and Luis and Eric for being able to be our guide to that, because it felt like a bit of a hairy neighborhood, to be honest. Would have been a bit freaked if I had to do that on my own, but thankfully we didn't. So massive thanks to the guys there. It was just an absolutely lovely trip. I think I have a lot of work to get back to now that I'm back. I have some tremendous commission stuff that I'm so stoked on, and I've got a bunch of upcoming in-person events as well. I got back still jet lagged and managed to do the really cool Red Castle Entertainment show at the old zoo. Crowbar Brisbane it is now, but I was there on Saturday night, so that was super cool to jump right back into the art tabling. Got to meet some really cool folks over there. We had a couple of the old wrestling club members come along to that. Shout out, guys. Great to see you there. And saw some other different familiar faces. So that was an absolutely lovely time. It was also cool to, you know, that was a poster I did, the show I did the poster for. So got some lovely feedback from some of the different workers about the poster, which was very cool. But next up on the old calendar, calendar, I guess. I'm straight back into it. I've got a pretty busy looking May as we jump into May. Saturday, May 3rd, I'll be doing the Netherworld Creator Market. So that one runs at Netherworld in Fortitude Valley from 12 till 3. There'll be a bunch of other rad makers and artists there. I'll be looking forward to having a tasty beer while slinging some art. And, you know, Netherworld is very close to my heart. I've done a few different solo shows there over the years, a bunch of different group shows. I'd love to do something else there in the near future. I'll have to have a chat to them about that. But I'm very much looking forward to that. Following that, we have Lucha Fantastica Sydney midway through May, where it's going to be part of the Comedy Festival. So I'm coming down to Sydney for that. Very stoked. I then also have a bunch of other cool things coming up that I'm yet to officially announce, but I will be doing so soon. But yeah, and of course, I think we have to have another wrestling club in the near future, might I add. But man, I am it takes a little bit when you come back from a holiday and you're adjusting back to real life. That's kind of where I'm at right now. I'm like, okay, I have a lot of things to do, and I was in leisure mode, now I'm in work mode. Okay, bloody work mode. I did want to take a moment to commemorate the passing of one of the greatest luchadors and wrestlers of all time in Black Terry. That really came by surprise the other day. You know, I don't even think I have the words for that yet, but just an incredible luchador that had the vibes like no one else. just really made you feel things when you watched his matches, really captured like a sense of struggle and fight and you know, messiness but heart in his matches like few others. And I really want to help try to spread the same way that I you know, shout the name of Terry Funk from the rooftops. I think I need to start doing that for Black Terry as well. A dude that, you know, Phil Schneider really opened my eyes up to him over the years with his different, you know, write-ups of some of his incredible matches. And, yeah, I'm definitely going to have to do some sort of tribute there coming up in the near future. I hope like Terry Jr. is doing okay. Man, your dad was just an absolute legend. All right. Big thank you to the great team at Social Suplex. I'm a little bit out of the habit here, but socialsuplex.com, the home to this podcast and a bunch of other rad wrestling podcasts. You know, from Keeping It Strong Style, One Nation Radio, the Trish and Sarah podcast, the All Things Elite, the AEW Match Recommendation podcast, Imps WWE Adventure, Tunnel Talk, all the things. Socialsuplex.com. Thanks for keeping the lights on, guys. That brings us to about the end of this this rambling mess of an episode here. Good little 20 minutes of me just getting caught back up after an amazing trip. Thank you again to everyone that I got to meet over there. Thank you just to Mexico as a whole. This has just been a lovely, lovely trip, and I hope many, many trips to come. But I think that's about it for today, and I'll catch you guys next week. Bye.
A new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Let Exclusive Furniture spring clean your sleep with an ultimate sleep reset package. Springtime is the best time to refresh your sleep. Save up to $800 on a sleep reset package, complete with mattress, mattress protector, pillows, sheets, and an adjustable base for maximum comfort. Plus, 60 months no interest financing, and we'll haul away your old mattress and recycle it for free. Upgrade, refresh, and save.
This is Exclusive Furniture, where low prices live.
And better sleep begins.
Every day.
See store for details.